Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I love American freedom, baby.
Okay, Shane, what's the kick like on this thing?
Well, it's actually not going to be too bad because there's some features it has. This right here will back and take some of the recoil out of it. Also, this muzzle brake.
Got a muzzle brake on it, I noticed.
So it's about like a 12-gauge.
The problem with muzzle brakes is it increases the sound coming back this way.
That's the one thing you're going to realize. It's,
I know that.
The sound is pretty powerful.
The problem I got here is it's been a long time since I've shot a 50 caliber, and I'm sure that I'm not as good as I used to be, so if you don't mind, I'm going to imagine my target out there, and I'll tell you whether or not I hit it in the center, okay?
Okay.
You don't have a problem with that.
No.
Okay, perfect. The Obamacare is the same thing, you know, right? They've imagined the rollout as being successful, and therefore they've met their expectations.
That's right. I'm sure
I'm
going to
do the same thing with my target. I'll hit it point blank every time.
I'm sure every shot is going to be a success.
It's perfect.
That's right.
John, it's daytime, and these armor-piercing tracers, U.S. Army issue, won't be as spectacular as nighttime, but you want to shoot a couple of these?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that next.
Never shot a tracer round.
Photon torpedoes away.
I like these 50s. My type of gun.
Well, John, you just got done shooting the 50 over there. We're going to put that on the TV show next week. But right now, you're got that 223 M4 Scorpion. You ready to try it out?
Well, yeah, I don't even know what's here. Compared to the 50 caliber, this feels like a feather. So this is a piece of cake. This is one of my favorite guns. The AR-15 or its equivalent. There's some equivalent here.
Yep, M4.
Yep.
All right, buddy, we'll let her rip.
Check this one out.
This got the aim point sight?
Yes, sir.
The last time I talked to you, you were hiding out somewhere in the Belizean jungle, and you made it out. How did you do it?
Mostly by misdirection. You know, telling friends that I knew were unfaithful friends that I was in one place when I wasn't, and they would then tell the government, and they would all rush there, and I'd be somewhere else. And I got across the border because the southern border was completely manned with guards. I managed to arrange to get arrested in Mexico. It was a double that looked like me. And had that reported in the international press, and everybody went north to the Mexican border, and I just waltzed across the southern border into Guatemala.
You sound like a James Bond character.
We're hanging out with James Bond right now. That's amazing.
Well, that's a blast from the past. 7 years ago. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroyed the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWars. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we've got the red emergency radar scan background up, and that means one thing. Patriots are being assassinated. It was just 10 days ago or so that we talked about the very famous Emmy Award-winning, was it Grammy Award-winning for TV News, individual who had exposed the tarmac meeting with Bill Clinton and then Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who said they were death threatening him and trying to kill him, and that he would never commit suicide. That he would never commit suicide. And then he was found shot in the head inside his home alone, a happily married man with two children. We'll be revisiting that here in a moment. Well, now we have John McAfee, who I knew very well, probably been on the show 20 times. We haven't talked to the last few years because he was in a Madrid jail awaiting extradition to the U.S. He said last week, I'm getting threats from the U.S. government that they will suicide myself. They will kill me. And McAfee basically, as you already know, then ended up being found dead yesterday. Pretty amazing. And he said he had a dead man switch. We have found the dead man switch buried in a crypto wallet. And we're going to be talking about that coming up here on the transmission today. You know, it's really hard to say what the biggest news is when it's all so ultra massive. Look at this one. U.S. to add heart inflammation warning to COVID mRNA vaccines for teens. Wow, a big victory as the House of Cards collapses. Something just as huge, inventor of mRNA vaccines, of the entire technology, says people should not be forced to take experimental COVID vaccines and that they are dangerous and that children should not take them. Young people should not take them. It gets even crazier. U.S. confirms removal of Wuhan virus sequence from database by Fauci. So they're covering it up because it came from Chapel Hill. Was transferred over to China. And, of course, we were reporting on this yesterday. Now you see it in the news today. NIH deleted coronavirus sequences at request of Chinese scientists. Congress probing new lead, but it was the U.S. government that did it. And it was scientists in the United States that went back and reverse engineered and found the Google cache of the deletion. And, of course, it's completely man-made. That's all coming up, and it dovetails with the smoking gun yesterday that Fauci, 1 month before the COVID outbreak, told them prepare to activate their COVID vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine program with those exact sequences. Understand? Total premeditation, total, complete, open and shut case. Everyone involved is lucky if they end up in a supermax prison for the rest of their lives. Notice they've been the ones investigating this thing the entire time. But first, let's just go to this. Tucker Carlson knocking it out of the park again with the inventor of mRNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone. Here it is.
But new numbers are coming. The Norwegian Medicines Agency, for example, has found that the vaccine may increase the risk of death in the elderly as well. The Norwegian study conducted a study of 100 nursing home residents who died after receiving Pfizer's Corona shot. They found that at least 10 of those deaths were, quote, likely caused by the vaccine, 10%. And of those, in 26 other cases, they believe they were possibly caused by the vaccine. So what explains those numbers? This appears to be happening. Why is it happening? Well, a physician called Robert Malone tried to address that question recently in a podcast that was broadcast on YouTube, but YouTube immediately took it down. Now, they did this even though Dr. Robert Malone may be the single most qualified person on planet Earth to discuss this subject. Why? Because he helped create the mRNA technology behind the COVID vaccines. We think he has a right to speak. Dr. Robert Malone joins us now. Doctor, thanks so much for coming on. In a way that's accessible to non-scientists, I hope you'll tell us, do you have concerns about these vaccines for people who aren't at great risk?
Yes. I think that one of my concerns are that the government is not being transparent with us about what those risks are. And so I'm of the opinion that people have the right to decide whether to accept vaccine or not, especially since these are experimental vaccines. This is a fundamental right having to do with clinical research ethics. And so my concern is that I know that there are risks, but we don't have access to the data, and the data haven't been captured rigorously enough so that we can accurately assess those risks. And therefore, for folks like your audience, you and me, we don't really have the information that we need to make a reasonable decision.
Here's a simple formula that most people use when they're trying to think about, you know, should I take this or that pharmaceutical? Do the benefits likely outweigh the risks? So for the specific the largest population in America being forced to take the vaccines right now are college students, kids between 18 and 22, a huge number of whom have already had and recovered from COVID, very few of whom stats show will die from COVID. For that population, particularly those who've already had the virus, do the benefits outweigh the risks in your view?
So I have a bias that the benefits probably don't outweigh the risks in that cohort, but unfortunately the risk-benefit analysis is not being done. So that's one of my other objections, is that we toss around these words risk-benefit analysis casually.
Yes.
As if it's a very deep science. It's not. Normally, at this stage, the CDC, ACIP would have performed those risk-benefit analyses. They would be data-based and science-based. They're not right now. It's kind of a little bit of the seat of the pants, and that I really object to. So you ask me, do I think the risks, the risk-benefit ratio is appropriate for this age cohort? The truth is I can't really say, but certainly I can say that the risk-benefit ratio for those 18 and below doesn't justify vaccines, and there's a pretty good chance that it doesn't justify vaccination in these very young adults.
It's hard to believe that anybody would push universal vaccination on a country of 340 million people without getting the data you say don't exist. How did no one think to do that?
I think that what we have is a structural problem in how the databases were built. And how they're being analyzed. My understanding from colleagues inside the FDA is that the CDC is overwhelmed. They aren't even processing the data they have. And by the CDC's own admission in their recent MMWR report on safety and pregnancy, the VSafe database, which is the one that they hold internal, is so poor that they can't draw any definitive conclusions about whether or not these vaccines are safe in pregnancy. They believe they're generally safe, but the databases aren't sufficient to really demonstrate that. We're left in a position where we're waiting for data from places like Norway, Finland, Scandinavia, and hopefully from Israel to back up our decisions in public health. Unfortunately, the Israelis that we've been relying on did not pick up these cardiotoxicity risks that we now are learning about. They were first picked up by FDA people looking at the VAERS database.
Shocking. And in an environment like this where we know so little, voices like yours are essential. And the thought that you're being censored by the tech platforms that is a scandal. And I appreciate your coming on this show tonight. Doctor, thank you very much.
Who is the most banned news network in the world?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Friend of mine, a really smart individual, a true American rebel, John McAfee, died in his jail cell in Barcelona, Spain, at 75 years of age in good health, after he had just warned the world a few days before that they're threatening to kill me, the U.S. government is, and claim it was suicide. He said, I will not commit suicide. And I believe him. We've seen a lot of suicides lately of people that challenge the Clintons and others, and McAfee had definitely done that. In the last segment of this hour, I'm going to get into McAfee and why I think he was killed. But first, let's hear him from the grave a few years ago, talking about the political process on this planet.
The deep state is a conspiracy theory it's defined as the people within the U.S. government and military who are in secret control of government policy. Secret? Please, people. The deep state is those people within the U.S. government that are career employees that cannot be fired by people that we elect by the Congress or the President. There are the FCC, the CIA, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the IRS. Are these people in control? Can they enact laws? Yes, they're called regulations. For every law that Congress passes, and we elect Congress to pass our laws, there are 20 regulations enacted by federal agencies that have far more impact on our lives than anything Congress can possibly pass. Is there a deep state? Yes. Can we fire these people? No. Can presidents fire them? No. It's designed that way so that political parties and political interests cannot affect the deep state. Do you understand the nightmare of our situation, people? I'm sorry. It's not secret. It's as open as anything could be. In the past, since 1975, 200,000 regulations have been passed by federal agencies, encompassing 800,000 pages of fine print. People. It is no secret. It is as open as it can be. The deep state does control America. Wake up, people, please. God, use some common fucking sense. Thank you.
Use some common sense. Well, he's dead now. And he told us they're going to kill me in my jail cell. But he said, I regret nothing. Because I've lived a free man. And I'll give you the inside scoop on Mr. McAfee, because I've got a good idea exactly who he was, what he was doing. And he was a mercenary, and he did work for a lot of the different spook agencies, including the CIA, including NASA, and including shadow government groups even above that. He was definitely part of the scientific dictatorship for a while. He was recruited into it as a young man because he's off-the-chart intelligence level and good looks, and he had it all. And the rest is a history. They killed him deader than a hammer. because he was going to release information when they extradited him back to the United States. That guy had backdoors into things going back to when the internet was started. So does Brennan. So does Clapper. They all do. That's how they maintain their power. And he's one of the original gray hats that had access to that information. And believe me, I've talked to a lot of the people connected and involved, and I'll just leave it at that. I mean, you ought to try going out to dinner with somebody like the former head of the NSA, technical operations, like I've done. Got literal spies following you the whole time. It's just absolutely crazy how insane all of this is and how real all of this is. And just to be at this moment in history in the world is crazy. So let me just try to process this for you. The reason I'm going to be covering things the way I am here today, because I am poleaxed, trying to really cut to the heart of the matter. So let me just put this out now. There comes a moment when the tyranny really launches its full attack that all the window dressing falls away. And you learn more in a day than you learned the previous year. And we're in that zeitgeist, that quickening, that acceleration, that revelation, that apocalypse, meaning apocalypse of old ideas dying, new ideas coming forward. And we're really seeing the death throes of the old world order that calls itself the new world order, wanting to control the future of humanity. Everything they say is an inverse. They say they're the new age, they are the dark age. They say they bring love and liberty, they bring death and tyranny. And so simply invert anything they say and anything they do, and you have the answer to what's going on. We're in an atmosphere of blood and death and darkness. So I've got a red apocalyptic background, I'm wearing a black shirt. I'm not going to wear a pink shirt. I'm not at an Easter egg hunt with two-year-olds. Getting time to play patty cake. We're in darkness. But in our soul and mind, we connect to Christ. So I'm going to hit the McAfee Inside Intel and show you a lot of really amazing stuff coming up. Hell, to give myself time, I'll just say start of the next hour. We got a special guest, Black Lives Matter, Black Guns Matter host and rapper in studio coming up in the third hour. But in the second hour, I will start off with McAfee, what really happened there, and then I will hit the other news we've not gone through. But let me just in a few minutes to break tell you what's coming up. What's really behind General Milley and Secretary of Defense Austin saying they want to understand white rage because white rage attacked the Capitol? And then Biden said, you can't fight the U.S. government. We have nuclear weapons. He threatened the American people like Swalwell did with nuclear weapons again in a speech yesterday. This is the stuff going on behind the scenes with these un-American maniacs. Austin and Milley are globalist Chi-Com agents sworn to destroy the country. That's not hyperbole. They're enemies of the country, okay? And they're pushing a program to divide the military at a critical time when cohesion is critical. We'll be hitting that. We've got the smoking guns of them creating the virus, launching the virus, and having the vaccine already ready before they launch it. All the documents are coming out. All of it's been found. And the deep staters trying to hide that information. They've all been caught red-handed, and the wheels are coming off as regulators themselves and even high-level bureaucrats go, the vaccine's deadly. Don't take it. Stop. Don't take it. And what did you think last year when the head of the EU Commission said don't take it and the former chief scientist at Pfizer said don't take it and the Nobel Prize-winning discoverer of HIV said didn't take it? They know. They don't want to be part of this. So the real moment of truth's hit right now. They've already started the mass culling. I mean, we're going to have, I bet, 20 million extra dead people within a year. The numbers are already showing that. I mean, it's an apocalypse in America alone. Hundreds of millions worldwide, and this is just the start. So the question is, how far are we going down this hell before we wake up? It's all coming up today.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine. There's three types that are good for the body. It does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine. It makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Red Alert worldwide broadcast on June 24th. The year is 2021. Every hour, every minute that we're still on air is very, very precious. We are witnessing the birth of the anti-human satanic world government, and with it will follow death and hell. The majority of the population of the world will go under mass learned helplessness, Stockholm syndrome, and will submit to the takeover. They will grease the skids into an accelerated nightmare collapse. Submission to this evil will only accelerate your destruction. Groveling to it will only get you killed. And serving it spiritually will damn your soul to hell. I normally, about 10 minutes before we go live, come up with a headline for the live show of that day for an article we post at Infowars.com, the embattled tip of the spear. Today I was too busy, didn't do it. So during this little break, I walked out and I said, total emergency Thursday broadcast. I used to say emergency broadcast once a year or something. Now I say it almost every day because we are deep within the emergency now. And I went on to try to write the sub-headline that the next phase of where the globalists have gone and what they've been doing and the next phase they're set to carry out in the United States and Europe and Australia and New Zealand, Canada as well, is the same phase they've already carried out in countless other countries. And that is massive targeted political assassination, large numbers of people being killed. And being killed quite obviously. And I'm going to be talking more about that next hour. But just 11 days ago, I talked about Christopher Sine. Christopher Sine, dead at 45. Said they were coming to kill him. They were threatening to kill him. He won a TV Emmy for his news reporting on the criminal activity of the deep state. And his family's now reached out to us. We're going to be working with them. And I said, if more deaths pop up in the near future of other prominent anti-establishment individuals, it's a message to everyone ahead of massive killing. And I've got a clip of myself saying that just 10 days ago that we're going to play for you right now because it dovetails with what General Milley and General Austin had to say in Congress yesterday about any resistance to communism, pedophilia, open borders, Karl Marx. And it's just absolutely over the top, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely over the top. And so here is a clip of myself talking about this 10 days ago. In the coal mine, this guy was a big one. So if we start seeing more deaths the next few days, the next few weeks, it's a message to threaten everybody to shut up, or there might be 20 deaths by tomorrow. Well, I'm not sure what's going on with the control room today. Hell, I don't even have an idea at this point. Can we cue back up, gentlemen? Just, you know, for me here. Can we cue back up that clip? We're going to play it now. We're going to try this again. Here I am 10 days ago with sugar on top. During the coal mine, this guy was a big one. So if we start seeing more deaths the next few days, the next few weeks, it's a message to threaten everybody to shut up, or there might be 20 deaths by tomorrow. Oh, I understand. I sent you guys a full clip and somehow you didn't download them. I just got to get here earlier. I got to review every single clip on this show. I'm going to rebroadcast for a while. I'm going to reset the show at this point. And I'm going to try to come back here. Because all hell's breaking loose. The wheels are coming off everything. And I am really, 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 really trying my best here to do the best I can. Yeah, there it is on the sheet. Says 10 seconds. All righty then. Well, that is not how long that was. It doesn't matter. I mean, I came in here and I went over all this and I've got all this news. And what does it even matter? What does it even matter to the general public? They don't care. They're all just going to die. But I just want everybody that's part of this to know you're going to die too. The system's going to get you as well. Yeah, that's a classic photo of your radio listener. You can't see it. People just mowing their yard with a tornado 200 yards away or playing golf with a giant forest fire 300 yards away. And it's just absolute learned helplessness in such a big, big way. But I'd like you guys to re-download that clip I sent you so that we can try to actually get that out and do that. You know, maybe I'm not supposed to be on air anymore. Maybe this show's not supposed to be on air anymore. Maybe we've reached that point where I'm just supposed to walk away and disappear and let the whole thing collapse. But there's no holding it up. No doing that. Now look at all the people that have sold out the system. They love it. They love the death. They love the destruction. They love being fools because they're followers, because they're idiots, because they're morons. And that's really what all of this has come down to. Yeah, I didn't get mad because that clip didn't play. It's like there's a mic on with people talking in the background. That's my problem. I've learned how to handle one thing on air. It's two in a row. Then I kind of turn into that stupid MSNBC host where he's like, stop the hammering. We make a joke out of it. And maybe I should just turn the whole show into a joke as the Titanic goes down. We should just have fun and worship Bill Gates and worship Fauci and just turn the whole thing into a big, giant satirical mess. How about that? Because it's all like a country club. It's all a big joke anyways. You know what I mean? Yeah. What's going on back there? Stop the hammering. Woo! Don't look into the abyss too long, lest you become the abyss. Because here's the deal. I really want to cover their globalist declaration of war against humanity properly. I want to do a good job for everybody. And I'm going to try. I'm going to try it again. When we come back, but please, no one enter the studio. No one come in here. It's also like a train. Once somebody's a guest in here, they're in there all day long. Once there's something going on, it's like it's a freaking frat party out there. So all I'm asking for is to be left alone in the studio today. I'm not going to shoot any other videos. I'm not going to hang out with anybody. I love everybody, but I need to just focus in my own little cocoon and do my show right here. And that's what I'm going to try to do. Because this has all got to be said. This is all going to be talked about. I look at that colostomy bag that is General Milley White. Oh, he walks in acting all tough and he struts around. He's intimidating everybody. The man is a sack of cowardly garbage who will burn in hell in the name of Jesus Christ. These are trash, trained and picked because they were enemies of this country, because they wanted to destroy it. So we're going to cover that when we come back. And Biden's latest threat of nuclear war against the American people, the dovetails of the Chinese communist agent, Eric Swallowswell. So it's all coming up. Come hell or high water. Straight ahead.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this live Thursday transmission, June 24th. And let's just cut right into it. You have the CIA and the Ford Foundation developing liberation theology that they use to create the dialectic of a communist takeover of Latin America and areas of Africa. Then those populations would become communists. And then the West would have an excuse to bring in a fascist counter to that communist counter to make sure those countries never developed and had an authoritarian schism. And that's in the white papers. That's in the mainline politics. It's an evil thing our government started doing really intently by the mid-1960s. Yes, elements of our criminal government put Lenin in, along with British intelligence. British intelligence really did, to take out their cousins. The czars. And so they've just been doing this over and over again, putting Mao Zedong in, putting Hugo Chavez in, letting Fidel Castro stay in, Well, they sabotaged Bay of Pigs to embarrass Kennedy. And it's that dialectic we've all got to understand, that they set up the different factions to kill each other. And once you figure that out, it's all very easy. But we're supposed to be morons and never figure out how this ruling class of scum is running everything. And so remember Swallowsweld. He famously came out and said a few years ago, oh, we're going to get your guns. Don't claim we come to confiscate them. You're going to defeat us because we've got nuclear weapons and we'll just drop nuclear weapons on the American people. Yeah, there's the quote. And it would be a short war, my friend. The government has nukes, too many of them, but they're legit. I'm sure if we talked, we could find common ground to protect our families and our communities. So here's Biden, the imposter, the stooge, the puppet, the pretender, the destroyer, death that rides on the white horse, figuratively and literally, a skeleton reanimated by Satan, the usurper, basically admitting in his own senile rage that, oh, we want your guns, because don't worry, you can't fight our military anyways, we've got the nukes, saying the military is separate from the American people, and that their plan is military action, as if you'd use a nuclear weapon on a rebellion and blow up your own cities and your own systems that are full of your own people. The cities are 60% Democrat slave or more. It's not even theoretical to use nuclear weapons to, quote, dominate the American people, unless you meant nuke our major power production sites, which they're already turning off via carbon taxes, so that's not needed. They're already turning off our pipelines, destroying our borders, bringing in dependent populations they control. They're already doing that. So to say, hey, don't worry, you don't need those guns anyways. We've got nukes. You're separate from us. So what a statement. Here it is.
I'd add, the Second Amendment from the day it was passed limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon. Those who say the blood of patriots, you know, and all the stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government. Well, the Tree of Liberty is not water in the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there are never been, if you wanted to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. The point is that there's always been the ability to rationally limit the type of weapon that can be owned and who can own it. The last time we had...
So, there you go. Like the nukes the Democrats gave and the missile secrets. And to China. And, of course, you can buy cannons. And the people that own cannons never see crimes being committed with them. Just like 50 cals is a cannon. Almost no crime. Is that like one crime's been committed with a 50 caliber rifle? That was the robbery of an armored truck back in the 80s. So, I mean, the new head of the ATF lied and said that the Davidians shot down helicopters with 50 cals. That wasn't true either. It's just lie after lie after lie. So let's move now to General Milley, who looks like a 10-year-old punk kid trying to act tough when he climbs up in the clubhouse at the oak tree and, you know, tries to kick other kids out. I mean, he struts around acting powerful. He struts around acting like a clown. He looks like Brian Stelter. The man is a joke. And Austin's an even bigger turd, I'm told. So these are fake political operatives that have done whatever they've been told by the system under Bush Sr., under Clinton, under Bush Jr., under Obama, to get to the top. And Trump was just a speed hump to what they were doing. And here's Milley, who apologized for marching with Trump to the church across the street that they tried to burn down, and saying, oh, I shouldn't be seen with the president. I shouldn't be political. Now he says, I like critical race theory. I want to learn why white people for white supremacy attack the Capitol. That's the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Democrat talking point. So under Trump, he'd never agree with Trump on anything. Oh, but now he's going to repeat exactly what President Obama once said, because that is who the real president of this country is. So let's play clip 7, which is after Congressman Gates, who the deep state's trying to put in prison, and both Austin and both Milley were very, very arrogant to him. Extremely arrogant, and were very dismissive of it all. Austin said he didn't know anything about it, even though the guy they've hired to run the Pentagon operation is a total communist, anti-American, burn the American flag guy on record, whites are inherently evil, all this crap. It's how you destroy the military. It's how you split the country. And here they are, knowing damn well what they're doing, running an illegal operation against us. Biden has announced the new enemy is the American people. Anybody that supports an election investigation or guns or Christianity or questions lockdowns or the vaccine, their own national policy report signed by Biden says, is a white supremacist. And then once you're that, you're a terrorist that the military is going to go after. Well, the U.S. military couldn't defeat the Vietnamese when they didn't want to be ruled. So good luck, big tough guy Austin and big tough guy Milley up there strutting around with Soros, pissing on America, trying to create a race war, trying to cover up all the black-on-black violence, you little monster. Here he is.
Sure. First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university, and it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find that out. I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that, because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders, now and in the future, do understand it. I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend? And I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers of being, quote, woke or something else because we're studying some theories that are out there. That was started at Harvard Law School years ago, and it proposed that there were laws in the United States, antebellum laws prior to the Civil War.
All right, let's stop right there. Yeah, Harvard, the group that sold us out to China, this is all about Americans are going to bitch when we're taken over by foreign powers. The military's been taken over the top. They're traitors. And they want to declare the American people the enemy while all this is going on. And now, if you're not a communist, you don't get into West Point, they tell you. And if you're the head of Space Force, you say, hey, these guys are communists, you get fired. And they went on to defend that, attack them, and all of it. These are the sacks of garbage. These are the Benedict Arnolds. You want to see the face of the end of America? The guillotine knife is General Milley and General Austin. These men are a curse.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.